This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of December 29th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me this week over Zoom, Miss Cammie Kreitz. Now, Miss Cammie, would you like, I saw on the Zoom, it's Camille, but you go by Cammie, correct?
Right, that's right.
I love it. What a cool name. And I know behind that cool name is a really cool person. So who is, for me, because we're just meeting, and for all the listeners, who is Cammie Kreitz?
Hello. So I'm Cammie, and I'm an independent singer-songwriter from Port Charlotte, Florida. I moved in 2022 to Nashville, Tennessee. So now I'm just pursuing music, doing a Christian pop style of music, and doing that in Nashville. It's just always been a dream of mine since I was really young, to pursue music. It's always been a really big part of my life. My family is very musical, grew up singing in church and doing worship leading, and just singing wherever I could. And, I started writing songs when I was like 13, and I just started for fun, but I just kind of fell in love with songwriting. And just since then, God's opened a lot of doors to be able to pursue music. And so I moved to Nashville to go to college for music. And since then, just been pursuing that and just seeking where God's leading me with that. Originally, I was homeschooled as well in Florida, and I was also raised in the church, and I accepted Jesus when I was about 11 years old. And since then, it's just been a continual journey of seeking God and seeking to know Him more. I'm just really passionate about music and ministry and how those go together. And I also really love teaching too, because okay. I got to do a lot of that in high school. Just some hobbies are just playing pickleball.
Pickleball, okay.
Yeah. and just going shopping, hanging out with friends. I just love writing music and just want to use the gifts that God has given me to just share His message with people and encourage them. So,
well, thank you for sharing all that. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to see if we can dig in a little bit further, see what else comes out, okay?
Sounds good.
Miss Cammie Kreitz right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me this week, Miss Cammie Kreitz. Well, Miss Cammie, we learned a lot about you. And one of the most interesting things I pulled out of that first segment was that, you know, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know that Florida and Tennessee are not close. and you made that move to go to college. And I've talked to so many independent Christian artists that have made that journey away from home. Mm-hmm. To pursue, and I don't want to call it their dream. I call it the purpose the Lord has put in their heart, because I know you wouldn't pack up and leave everything you had if the Lord didn't call you to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, did any of your family move from Florida up to Nashville, or did you make that move by yourself?
Well, actually, my brother, we both went to Lipscomb University in Nashville. So he went first for music production. They have a great commercial music program over there. So he went there for music production in 2020. So I followed along in 2022 doing commercial music, the songwriting track. So my first semester of college, he was up there with me. That was really, really good for me. So I didn't feel like I was all alone there in Tennessee.
Because it's a long way from home.
It definitely is. Yeah, it was a big change for sure. And my parents didn't move with me, but we had been praying a lot for a house in Tennessee. Because we just kind of feel like that's where the Lord was moving us with music. And it just seems like the place to be to pursue music. And there's so many opportunities over there. So we had just been looking for a while for a house, so that, not so that my whole family could move, but so that we could kind of have like a second home, more for me and my brother to pursue music. And then my parents could have the flexibility to come up and stay with us when needed. So we had been praying for that for a long time. And the market has been really crazy.
It has, yes.
Yeah, we ran into just like a lot of, we almost bought the house, but then there was something wrong, or someone else got it. But actually this summer we finally got a house up in Tennessee.
Okay.
Oh, so, praise the Lord.
So a place for your parents can come and see you and your brother.
Yeah. So we actually, they were just up there for my graduation. So we stayed there, in the house, and, it's going to be really great because, now like me and my brother can be there to pursue music and my parents can come when they want to. But yeah, they don't want to fully like move though.
I understand. Well, now your brother's the producer. You're the artist. Yes. Is he going to give you a discount on the production part?
Yeah, he definitely has. Yeah, we're working out like good rates.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah, definitely starting out, everything was free. So,
if you'll do this, I'll take you to dinner and I'll do your laundry for you. Something, you know, if you'll just do it for me.
Right. Yeah, we just did a Christmas song, so he said that was my Christmas present. So.
Okay.
Well, that works for me.
Well, that is really, Cammy, that's really a blessing, because I know a lot of artists that I've interviewed have moved a long way from home to come to Nashville. And I know it's been tough on some.
Yeah.
A couple left their boyfriends. I mean, not just left their family, but left, you know, kind of relationships.
Yeah.
And I can see I know they miss it, but I know I also see the other side of it, the excitement, the fire that the Lord has. And I see that in you. I see this, man, this beautiful child of God, that you have this just joy, this radiant glow. And you look like, you know, people can't see you. And so I'm just trying to describe it, because I do sports radio and I describe what's on the football field, the court, the baseball field. It's real easy. But when you get in a studio like this, it's a little different. I see the spirit of peace. I see the spirit of joy. And I see the spirit of purpose.
Oh, thank you.
Because, I mean, you just graduated college. And for today, you seem like it's all, you have everything worked out. And I know things changed, and I know things have changed in your life. But for right now, God has, he has his hand on you. And and he's just ordaining those steps.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I think when we come back, we have some scripture, I believe.
Yes.
A Bible verse to share. Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back with Miss Cami Kreitz right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in on the airwaves of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or if you're listening on the podcast, thank you for tuning in. Joining me this week, Miss Cami Kreitz. Cami, we've got an excavator, and we've just dug all into your life and pulled it all out. It's been amazing. But I know behind all of that is the Lord. And not just with the Lord, but in His Word. Mm-hmm. I think today you brought to the show a scripture or a part of the Bible that you'd like to share with us.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many scriptures that have just inspired me and guided me throughout my life. Just so many. So when I heard that I had to choose one to share, it was kind of hard to choose. But one of my favorites is Proverbs 3. Just the whole passage has just been such an encouragement and something that has guided me throughout my life. It just has so much wisdom and advice for just godly living, living in a way that honors the Lord. It's just something I can continually read and kind of orient my life around. Mm-hmm. But some specific verses from that chapter that are like my favorite life verses is Proverbs 3:5-6. I have it here. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight."
Mm. Good stuff.
Yeah, that was, yeah. It is just such an encouragement to me because I tend, like, for my whole life, I always want to take control of my life. I want to be in control and rely on what I know and what I see. And this verse just helps me to remember that God's calling me to walk by faith and to trust what He says and obey Him, even when it might not make sense to me. That verse just is something I can remind myself of daily just make sure I'm putting my trust and my hope in the Lord instead of myself, because it's really easy to kind of try to take that control back.
It is. And the world makes it really easy to say, trust me.
Yeah. So true.
And it's funny when you talk to non-believers or believers that don't really have a strong faith. Mm-hmm. When you can stand back and tell them that you believe in something that's unseen.
Yeah.
And that's faith, that God is going, you believe that God is going to work in your life. And we understand as Christians that when we walk by faith and we mm-hmm. seek that faith, that every day is not going to be the best day. You know, God never said it's all going to work out in our favor.
Right.
Just like you just explained, lean not upon your own understanding. Mm-hmm. It's why we have to trust the Lord. And in any hill, any valley, whatever we go through, mm-hmm. just to trust Him.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I also love the second part of the verse where it says, "In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths." Because like you said, I mean, there could be like good days, bad days, and it can be hard to trust the Lord. But this just reminds me that, like, no matter what happens in all circumstances, to just submit to God and obey Him. And like you said, it won't always work out the way I want it to. But I can trust that as long as I'm seeking God and submitting to Him, that He has good plans for me and He's working it out for my good and for His glory. I just love that verse. I feel like I can just kind of rest and be at peace knowing that like I'm secure in God's hands.
I'll tell you what, with all of that, if you're baking a cake, and we are right now because we're putting all the ingredients in this cake, but the icing on this cake is your music. And that's what's all behind it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about one of your songs, why you wrote it, all of it. And then the segment afterwards will get you to intro that song, and we'll play that song this morning.
Awesome.
We'll be right back with Miss Cami Kreitz right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me this week, Miss Cami Kreitz. Cami has, she's thrown it all on the table to us. We know everything about her. Well, maybe not everything, but we know a lot about this beautiful child of God. Like I told you off air, the verse you brought to us is not just a verse that's meant a lot to you, but I believe that verse is going to mean something to someone that's listening. You know, that's kind of a grounding verse, you know, to get us back into focus.
Absolutely.
But now we want to talk about your music, because it is cool. And that's why you're on the show. I found it. I love how algorithms find you on Instagram, and they kind of connect. They connected us. So thank you for taking the message, and thank you for getting on the show. And let's talk about your song, Choose You Every Day. What inspired you to write the song?
Yeah, absolutely. So this song, I just love it so much. It's about choosing to follow the Lord and walk with Him each and every day, no matter what kind of day you're having, no matter what your circumstances are looking like, choosing to keep seeking after the Lord. I honestly started writing this song in a songwriting class I was taking at Lipscomb. Mm-hmm. We had to write three song ideas every week. So for this one, I honestly was going through some struggles. Part of my story, I've dealt with a lot of doubts, just about who God is and about my faith. So I was dealing with some of that. And so it kind of felt like I had to daily choose to seek the Lord and believe what He says instead of different doubts. So at times it felt like I daily had to like fight to keep my faith. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where this song came from. And it was originally called Choose You. And the lyrics were different than they are now. Mm-hmm. When I first started writing it, I think the first line was, I'm going to choose you every day that I'm alive. It was a little different, but I don't know, as I was writing more through the summer, this was not this summer, but the last summer. So it's been in the works for a while. Mm-hmm. I really thought the song had potential. So I ended up bringing it to one of my songwriting teachers at Lipscomb, and we were doing private lessons. So I brought this one to him, and we just kind of mapped out different lyrical ideas, different themes, and kind of really structured the song. I just wanted to bring about this idea that even in the hard times, God is still calling us to choose Him, even when it might be tempting to give up. Mm-hmm. But even in the good times, like, praise God for those times as well. So another verse that kind of inspires this song and all that it's about, is Luke 9:23, where Jesus tells His disciples that, whoever wants to be His disciple must, deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow Him. So that, that verse just kind of inspired this song, that God is calling us each and every day to walk with him, and that choosing to follow God, it's not like you just choose him and then kind of forget about that decision. It's like a lifelong journey of walking with the Lord. So that's really the whole theme of this song, just thinking about how can I choose to follow God and to praise him with in each day that he's given me, and keep following him no matter what my circumstances are looking like, or no matter if it's easy or not.
Well, amen. When we come back, we'll get you to intro that song and we'll play it.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back with Cami Kreitz right here on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hey, this is Cami Kreitz, and you're listening to my new song called Choose You Every Day. This song is just about choosing to put the Lord first and to seek him, follow after him each and every day, no matter what kind of day I'm having or what my circumstances are.
Wake up, my hair messed up, gotta grab my bags and out the door. Mind's racing, I lost my keys and my coffee just spilled on the floor. Next day and the sky is clear and the flowers bloom, the sun shines on the grass. Each step of this journey, Lord, I've been learning while I'm on this path. Maybe the day will bring me laughter, joy, and light. Maybe the day brings heavy hearts and crying eyes. A little bored, a little sad, a little crazy. Still, Lord, no matter where it all takes me, I'm gonna choose you every day. Miss calling a voicemail, bringing me news that's really hard to hear. Left lane on the highway, head full of questions as I'm fighting tears. But that's when you meet me there, and your peace, your strength is hardening up my faith. Each step of this journey, heaven to hurt, and I also choose to say. Day will bring me laughter, joy, and light. Maybe the day brings heavy hearts and crying eyes. A little bored, a little sad, a little crazy. Still, Lord, no matter where it all takes me, maybe the day will bring me laughter, joy, and light. Maybe the day brings heavy hearts and crying eyes. A little bored, a little sad, a little crazy.
That's Cami Kreitz right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back. And I must have to say, this will be the last time you'll hear Welcome Back to Mix Sunday Morning from me. And it might be a shock to some who are listening. But I tell you what, when I tell you every week that I pray about who God sends to the show and who I get to interview, the blessings I have with it, Cami, God sent you to the show today because I've been a little anxious about switching over to the new show. I thought, what do I, God has moved so much in this show in Mixed Sunday Morning, and we're going to take it over to another Radio Alabama station, 89.7, and I won't be on Sunday mornings anymore. I'll be on Sunday nights, but it'll be Rock the Flock Radio, and it'll be the home of Christian independent artists. And I do have some labeled artists that have asked to be part of the show, and that is fine. But Cammy, you have brought a sense of peace to me today.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for that.
Oh, praise the Lord.
So before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for Cammy. Lord, for her and her brother, that you will guide them, you'll protect them, Lord, in this journey. And even though they may be miles from home, that God, you have them right where they're supposed to be. Lord, provide the people, provide the instruments, provide the material, Lord, for them. God, place a hedge of protection around them. Lord, send angels to walk with them and bless them every step of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you for having me. I mean, it's been so cool.
Well, how can people, and I don't, like I said, how do people follow you, but not really follow you? Because you want them to follow you so you can show them who to follow.
Right. Amen.
So how can they connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on most social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. It's just Cammy Kreitz Music, C-A-M-I Kreitz. And I'm also on Spotify, just Cammy Kreitz, and Apple Music, YouTube. I'm working on my YouTube channel. I did a lot of YouTube channels on my family's YouTube channel, mm-hmm. or YouTube videos on my family's YouTube channel in high school. So I'm working on switching over to my own. But yeah, I'm also on YouTube. Anywhere you listen to music, you can search Cammy Kreitz and hear some of my latest singles.
YouTube's different. I have some friends that are for the new show that are pushing me that told me that I need to get on YouTube and mm-hmm. that I need to record these like Zoom interviews and to have them where people can, he said, people really like to watch, but I'm learning all that too. So we'll see where we both step into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm working on getting that better and trying to find the equipment and stuff I need, but yeah, I'm just learning too.
Well, Cammy, God bless you. You are a true superstar. That is anybody that shines for the Lord.
Amen.
So keep that, keep the faith, you know, mm-hmm. keep the joy that you have. You know, I have to tell some people at work, some younger people every day, you know, don't let the devil steal your, and I don't say it anymore. And they'll look at me and say joy.
Yeah.
So don't, because it can be tough in Nashville. I know a lot, I've learned a lot about Nashville and Christian independent artists, and it can be tough, but keep the faith, press on, and know that you're never walking alone. That God is with you.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much. That really encourages me. Means a lot.
Well, all right. Well, we'll check her music out. Choose You Every Day. Like you said, it's out on basically all music platforms. It's Cammy Kreitz. You'll see it when I post about the show. I'll put all your information on there where they can just click on it and come right to you.
Awesome.
Well, cool. All right.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Well, hope everybody has a happy new year. Cammy, you have a happy new year.
You too.
That's Cammy Cross. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.